The Army announced the creation of its Rapid Capabilities Office a little more than a month ago. But with the full backing of Army Secretary Eric Fanning, the office is already making strides toward initial operating capability. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni has details.
The Army's Rapid Capabilities Office is made for one thing: speed. The whole point of the office is to circumvent the sluggish military acquisition system and deliver capabilities to soldiers in the 1 to 5 year time frame. To do that, it needs to set up the office, write a charter, find industry partners, and do a whole host of other tasks. As of now, the Army's only focusing on a handful of categories that will get that special treatment from the Rapid Capabilities Office. The board in charge of the office has already had its first meeting and is on its way to finishing a charter. Here's Rapid Capabilities Office Director Douglas Wiltsy speaking with Federal News Radio in Washington about the office's progress.
We're working, as the secretary said, one of his interviews. We're coming back to them November 1st to hone the areas. P&T, electronic warfare, and cyber are the three that are on the board. We have three tests, exercises going on as part of the advanced white warfighter assessment out in Fort Bliss in October, one for cyber and one for electronic warfare, to help us understand not only the problem set, but the equipment that we have today and what capability, if it's repurposed, will it provide. From there, we're probably you're going to see things before Christmas, looking for information. So it's moving. We have a lot going on. We need the board to tell us specifically that we're on the right track. We believe we are, but we're on the right track. Align that with the experiments that are going on and the exercises that are going on, and then we keep moving.
By next July, the office plans to have a new set of concentrations in addition to electronic warfare, cyber, and survivability on which the office can focus. Of course, none of the work the Rapid's Capability Office wants to do is possible without industry. The whole point of the office is to bring the Army's needs to industry and have them work quickly to develop the capability. To find industry partners, Wiltsy says the Army is reaching out in different ways. Here he is again during a speech at the Association of the United States Army Conference in Washington.
How does industry participate? We're developing the process now. We're going to build a process. We're inside the organization, we're going to have a team that's called the Emerging Technologies Team. Inside that organization is going to be a battle rhythm that will be created that allows us to engage with industry at an unclassified level and at a classified level. This is going to be very similar to what the Special Operations Command does with their industry partners. We're going to create that kind of engagement where we can throw a problem at industry, they can participate, look to see who's doing what, and hopefully team as they see that there are different solutions that can be brought forward. That's going to be addressing specific issues that come out of the combatant commands as we see it. Again, it's either urgent, immediate, or it's going to be emerging, which is something in cyber that we tend to focus on. That's one way. The other way that we're going to open up the aperture and engage organizations like DIUX, like DARPA, other industry partners, and the Army has an Army Venture Capitalist Initiative that we're going to also use. The idea is to open up to any industry partner, traditional defense contractor or not, to look for the greatest ideas.
Engaging with industry is only half the battle, though. The other challenge is to set up the office so it can acquire capabilities with speed. In order to do that, the Rapid Capabilities Office will use what's called an Other Transaction Agreement. Through that contracting vehicle, the Army works with a consortium of companies that have all agreed to certain rules. That cuts through a lot of the bureaucracy of the military acquisition system. Here's Wiltsy talking about the consortiums the Army will work with.
So there are five that exist today. They're run out of Picatinny Arsenal, and we've utilized two of them. The one that I've utilized the most has been the C5 consortium, which is basically focused on cyber. And so we've used them to build deployable infrastructures, toolkits, and other capability that the cyber teams need, and we've had great success with it. I want it to go faster. It has not gone as fast as I want it to. I want to go faster, but it's an opportunity both to go quick, see what's available, hone the requirement without a lot of process, and then get something in that we can prototype, and then we're going to learn.
Of course, there's always the issue of money. The Rapid Capabilities Office isn't something the Army asked for in the 2017 budget, and it will need Congress to be on board for future years. Army Acquisition Chief Katrina McFarland wouldn't give any specifics on how much the Army would be asking for in the future. She did say the number would be under $100 million. Congress might need some convincing, though. Here's Wiltsey to explain.
We have a strategy that will get us funded through 17 and 18, utilizing current funding that's in the Army that's focused on prototyping, and so we've aligned that, so we'll be okay. The thing with Congress, and they've been very supportive of this, is we've got to convince them it's not a slush fund, that they have some, that we are transparent about how we're doing it, and then we build a level of trust with them. And so the dollars are going to go up over time as we're successful, and they understand what the implications are, as we talked about, on other programs, because there are different needs and different desires that need to be at least understood as we do that. So that's the first part. The second part is how do the laboratories play? So as part of the support structure, as they do today with the PMs and the PEOs, in support from both a technical and logistics standpoint, we're going to utilize that capability. Because it's a high priority of the United States Army, we expect that'll be adjustable. But I do agree with you. This is something that's going to require prioritization at the leadership level to make sure that everything gets done.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
And Scott's story is online now. You can read it at federalnewsradio.com.